Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We welcome in now Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister. Deuce, what's up, man? How you doing?
Doing good, Christian. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. I was just talking about LSU baseball, and you know, it's not a – they didn't get off to a great start.
No, but I don't want to say that it was not unexpected, maybe not that type of record where they are. I mean, because any time that you have young guys, and I mean, that's really any team or any sport, you expect some struggles, you know. And like I said, maybe not to the point where they are now. And look, we both will admit that any time that you're in the SEC, it's tough in itself. And you know, you look at the SEC, or you look at just the top 10, and look at the dominance of SEC teams, and whether that's the East or the West, particularly in baseball, it's tough. And so I think when you talk about the scheduling, sometimes you want to get a little lucky as far as the scheduling and some of the teams that you're playing, particularly, you know, if you've got a younger squad or young guys in certain positions, so they can get a little SEC experience, you know, maybe on the front end of the schedule where it's not some of the elite or better teams on the front end.
Five out of the 10 in the SEC, or five out of the 10 top-ranked teams are in the SEC. And Ole Miss got it going on this year, Deuce.
Yes, they do. The injury bug has kind of been them a little bit. And then you talk about the Sunday pitcher hadn't been the best. I mean, and you go back and look at it, they you lost two series, one to Florida, and then one last week. But, I mean, it's a pitcher two away, or hitter two away, and, you know, it's a different series. And so for them, you know, you feel good about Saturday. You normally feel good about Friday and Saturday. The question is, can you replace some of the offense that you've lost over the last couple of weeks?
Deuce, we'll get to football now in the National Football League, the draft 2 weeks from tonight. And I was just talking about the Saints having eight draft picks. Do you think they'll make all eight selections, or will we see them deal a pick or two off?
No, I think that they'll deal a pick or two off. I mean, I don't think that they will have eight guys. And look, I think that this team will be different from the previous two, and that's just not with the quarterback. But one of the reasons I say that, this year you will have more draft picks probably make this team. And that's for a couple of reasons. One, you have to get some cheaper guys as far as to be able to fill out that roster. And two, they're not as deep. You know, the last couple of years, they were so deep that it was going to be tough for a draft pick to make this team. I think that a draft pick and maybe even a few undrafted rookies have a legitimate chance of making this team this year, just because of some of the guys that they had to release. And, you know, you have to try to replace some of that that talent.
Do you expect them to draft a running back?
Yes, I do. Someone I don't that, expect that running back to be a first rounder, but I expect them to at least, you know, if they have a guy graded high enough and they like that player, I expect them at some point to get a back. Now, you're probably talking probably fourth, fifth, sixth, somewhere in there. You know, the latter part of the draft, definitely not a first, second, or third.
So you don't think they'll spend a high draft pick on a running back?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I trust your judgment. I figured they might draft a running back maybe with that second, third round pick. somebody to push Latavius Murray. They tried to move Latavius Murray this offseason. So if he's good enough, he might be able to beat out Murray.
Well, I can definitely see them, you know, in that position. But at the same time, I mean, that's like the quarterback situation that you talk about. You know, you talk about maybe drafting a quarterback. Look, if you are putting yourself in a position of, that you're competing, you are competing for a playoff spot this year, is a rookie quarterback really going to help you?
Nope.
I mean, that's just being honest. I mean, and so if you're competing and you're committed to winning, is a rookie quarterback really going to help you in this spot, particularly where you're picking? Now, it's a little bit different story if you're going to be moving up and you're going to be aggressive and you got your guy. I mean, but the way that this draft is shaking up so far, we feel fairly certain that the first three picks, they will be quarterback. Now, what happens, you know, with Atlanta and what they decide to do, that's kind of a wild card, but that's really where the draft starts. Now, who those three quarterbacks, you know, or at least who that third one is, that's up for debate. But we kind of figure, hey, look, those first two picks, we know are quarterbacks. That third quarterback, we don't know, but we know that San Francisco is picking a quarterback at number three.
Where do you think Ja'Marr Chase of LSU goes?
Just really depends on what happens with Atlanta and what they decide to do. I mean, because if they trade back, how far do they trade back? Who is the team? You know, does a team like Denver go ahead and bite the bullet and trade a multiple first round? Does a team like New England, do they get aggressive and they try to move up because they've identified a guy that they like? Ja'Marr Chase won't get out. He'll be top 10 for sure. I mean, but just where in that 4-10 range, you really don't know, just because there's so much uncertainty with movement from teams, and particularly for teams that have multiple first round picks.
I know one guy in Cincinnati that's going to be screaming if he gets past Atlanta or the fourth pick. Joe Burrow, I'm sure, is going to want Ja'Marr Chase in a Bengals uniform.
Joe Burrow better get some protection for himself first.
That's true.
I mean, I would understand you wanting a dynamic receiver to be able to grow with, and you know, there's some different opinions as far as the offensive line, what they have, what they've drafted. They've drafted high linemen the last couple of years, but I would love to get my quarterback a pass catching receiver. But at the end of the day, I got to make sure my quarterback is out there. So if I don't have great protection for him, then I'm not doing him really a true disservice. I mean, I'm doing him a disservice. Because he can't get the ball to the receiver. He doesn't have time.
Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister here on Sports Talk, 2 weeks ahead of the NFL draft. And, Deuce, I'm not going to ask you for a particular player at 28 for the Saints because it's hard to do. The Saints aren't zeroed in on a particular player at 28. They got to see how the board falls. But do you have three or four guys that you would be okay with the Saints selecting at 28?
There are three or four guys that – depending on what happens, that they do like. I mean, and that's been their philosophy anyway. That has been how they've wanted to approach the draft. So if this guy is not here, you know, this guy moves up a little bit. But these are our three guys that we feel like that are legitimate guys that have a chance to be on the board for us. And if not, you know, we've always said, is this the year? Is this the year that Sean Payton and Mickey Loomis trade down? I don't think this is the year. You know, if they're not aggressive and they don't move up, then I definitely don't see them trading down. I think that they go ahead and get the guy that they like at that position. But there are three or four guys. And, you know, for me, yes, I would love for it to be a linebacker and or a cornerback. Which of those will be there? We kind of just have to wait and see.
Deuce, of the three quarterbacks that we talked about, potentially going 1, 2, and 3, Trevor Lawrence, obviously, will be the number one pick in all likelihood. Do you think he's going to have the better career of the three? Or are you is there a wild card, Mac Jones or the kid out of BYU?
You're talking about Zach Wilson and Trevor Lawrence. I really just need to see the situation. With Trevor Lawrence, I don't think he's – I think he brings excitement. I think he gives them at least – stable, but you've got to get the kid. You've got to get some weapons around him. I mean, you know, if you go and look at Jacksonville and what they've done, they're letting everybody go. they have let every high draft pick that they have had go, you know, whether it was release or trade. So we know it's a different management. We know it's a different group. I need to see what they do for at least 2 years. You know, they had a ton of money this year. They didn't spend a lot of it as far as crazy, doing some really silly stuff. So they still have some flexibility as far as cap is concerned. But I really need to see what type of weapons that they surround him with. Zach Wilson, phenomenal athlete. I think he can be a really good quarterback. You really need to see what, you know, the Jets do. You won't have the carousel as far as head coaches and offensive coordinator kind of like Sam Darnold had up there with the Jets, you know, year after year playing for a different quarter, different head coach or a different system. So there will be some stability for him. Now the question becomes, can you get him some playmakers? Can you get him some playmakers where he is not trying to win the game all by himself? You know, when you talk about Mac Jones, I'm really intrigued by Mac Jones. And one of the reasons I'm intrigued by him is he has been surrounded with five-star players. Is he a guy that can go out there and win a game on his own, or he needs to have elite around him? So I don't think that he will be a bust of a quarterback, but I don't know if he can go out there and win and carry a franchise for you. So, you know, I think when you take a quarterback like that, I don't think he loses a lot of games, but I don't think just because I can and I can go out and win it.
Sorry, it sounds like we lost Deuce. So why don't you put Deuce on hold, Mark?
I'm still here.
Oh, you are. Okay, you were just cutting out.
Yeah.
Cutting out. You can just finish if you want to finish on Mac Jones.
Yeah, well, so and so with Mac Jones, I need to see it. I mean, because I don't know if it's a fair comparison, or when you say, all right, he was at Alabama and he won the national championship, and, you know, look who he had. Look who he had blocking for him. Look who he was throwing to. You know, look who he could turn around and hand the football to. You know, that's not going to be the case with every team in the NFL. And so I just don't know if he can carry a team. And when you talk about Justin Fields and Trey Lance, I think Trey Lance can be a good quarterback. But, you know, I think the level of what he has done as far as college-wise, he would be a guy that you want to make sure that you have the right coaching system in place where you can continue to mold him. And I mean, because the speed of the game is a little bit different, obviously, where he came from. And, you know, I think with Justin Fields, it has to be a situation where he's in the right type of system, where I think that he has the talent to be able to win a game or two. And I don't put it on the same level as a Mac Jones, because both of those guys had talent, but the way the NFL has kind of developed, Justin Fields is more mobile than Mac Jones. You know, Justin Fields is going to be on a level of a Trevor Lawrence, you know, but at the same time, Trevor Lawrence, I think, can stand in the pocket and deliver the football. You know, I think that is the same thing that Justin Fields can do, but can he do it accurately and consistently? That's the question.
Deuce, has it sunk in yet that number 9 will not be quarterback in the Saints this fall?
I don't know if it sunk in, but at the same time, you know, when you go out there and you don't see him, I think that's where you really start to see it, if that makes sense, you know, and it really starts to sink in. You know, at this point, yes, you know he's not there. You know he has moved on and he is going to be doing some different things, but it'll really start to hit you once you hit the field and you see the guys out there, and it's like, man, you know, Drew just doesn't have a day off. He's not here.
Yeah. We've seen other quarterbacks run this team, Taysom Hill, Teddy Bridgewater, Luke McCown, but in the back of your mind, you knew then, well, in a couple of weeks, you know, Drew, number 9, will be back under center, and that's not going to be the case this year. When you see Jameis Winston or you see Taysom Hill, those are the quarterbacks, and it's going to be. I don't know. For me, it's going to be a little jarring at first.
No, I don't want to say jarring. It'll be different. I mean, this is what we have done, you know, since what, 2006. You know, this has been his team. He has been the quarterback. He has been the leader. And yes, he has missed times. He hadn't played every game, but you knew at some point he would be able to step in and be able to lead and take over a team. Now, you know, other guys will have that opportunity, and it will not be an easy job for either one of those guys to be able to go out and do it. I mean, and it'll be different for his teammates. It'll be different for the fans and everyone that's covering that team.
Deuce, the NFLPA is expected to announce that they want to do another virtual offseason. Do you think that that'll be okay for the game? It seemed to be productive last year. You didn't see teams get hurt by it. I mean, look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They broke in a new quarterback and won the Super Bowl.
I think for a younger team, it hurts you. I think for a younger team, you're going to push back really hard on it, and you want to see kind of the details of what they're talking about as far as off-season and virtual workout. Some of those guys are going to want and need to get together if you're a younger player. I mean, because you want to adjust to the NFL or at least as quick as possible. And, you know, some of those workouts, some of that time together definitely helps you. I mean, because it's tough for a young man that's particularly undrafted or he's drafted late to say, hey, look, I am going to make this team, but I don't get the opportunity to go against some or, you know, participate in some of the off-season stuff. So for a younger guy, it definitely hurts. If I'm an older guy, yes, I'm pushing for that just because I know what to do. I know this system. I know what it's like. Even if I'm at a new team, you know, yeah, it may hurt me learning the system and being around the guys, but I know what it takes to get myself ready to compete in the NFL as well.
So, Deuce, we're a year plus into the pandemic. Are you more optimistic that the NFL will look a little bit more normal this fall?
I can't wait for fans. I can't wait for fans. You know, you won't take it for granted this year. I can guarantee you that.
No, you're right about that. What else is up in your life? You get any time on the links, man?
Got a little time on the links, but, you know, for myself, I'm happy to be a part of a nonprofit that is trying to bring a stadium. You know, I know that a lot of listeners and fans, particularly in the Ninth Ward, may remember this project at one point being around. We've gotten a different group together, and we're trying to bring a stadium to the Ninth Ward, and, you know, just give them that opportunity to have something that's their own. And we have community support behind it, so we want this to be something that the community is proud of. And, you know, I think it was you know, just for the board to get together and do this project, I thought it was pretty cool. And, you know, for me to be involved is pretty neat as well.
Arnie's involved in that, right, Philco?
Arnie Philco is involved in it. And, you know, we talked back and forth a little bit, you know, before myself getting involved in it. And just it's the right thing to do. You know, it's the right thing to do. And to be able to give that community something that they can have and call their own. And, you know, you're just not talking about that one Carver being able, yes, it's their home. It would be their home field, but other public schools or other entities will have access to that field and track as well.
That'll be really cool. When do you, and I'm not getting ahead of myself too far, but if everything goes well, when do you think that'll be online?
Well, I mean, right now you're just in a fundraising effort. I mean, and so hopefully within the next 2 years, you're talking about up and ready to go, and I don't want to say that's an aggressive timeline. Yes, it is in a sense, but hopefully, you know, within the next 2 years, it's something that, you know, it's true, you know, not just dirt moving in the ground. Hopefully that's something that you can be able to do fairly soon here. But at the end of the day, just to be able to announce it and just to be able to have some people to see that, yes, it is real. It's not just talk. At this point, you know, we'll see where it goes.
You mentioned you're in fundraising, and our audience is pretty generous. How can folks donate if they want or help the cause?
If you had not asked me, I would have been able to direct you directly to the website for it, but I don't have it directly in front of me. But there is some information that we have available from the website, so they can kind of see the project and learn a little bit more from the project. And I'll make sure I get it over to you guys so you can just be able to announce it and talk about it. And trust me, no amount is too small. no amount is too small to be able to help out with this project, because, like I said, this is something for our city, this is something for the kids, and this is something that they definitely deserve.
Yeah, every dollar counts, even if it is just literally a dollar. It'll add up somewhere, that's for sure.
Correct.
Chris McAllister,
no
Saints color
it.
Analyst here on Sports Talk. Have a good weekend, man. Thank you.
All right, no problem. Thank you, Christian.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.